Cut.
Look how enormous it is.
We're just seeing the front side of the tree. Back. There's some of the old locomotives back there. You can see the tail end of the U-505 sticking up.
What's a U-505?
That's a German submarine that they captured.
Where are we now?
This is the south side. We'll be near the land that just passes viaduct. Here is where University of Chicago starts. This is housing facilities here for them. That's where the University of Chicago starts, right here. The medical part of it is on this side, and the law practice is on the other side. This is all University of Chicago on both sides here.
Now we're past the south part. South side.
No, we're right in the heart of the south side here right now.
How come it's a good neighborhood? Just as a school?
Well, just around the school here is still pretty nice, but the minute you get a block away from it, that's where the big changes are.
It's an enormous university.
Oh yeah, this runs up here about another 5 or 6 blocks. That's all the University of Chicago there. Reminds me more of a castle than anything else.
Yeah.
It does.
And all that, those are all law schools.
Station?
Well, no, this here over here is a park district where people that work in there take care of the parks in Chicago, and they're all city employees.
Outside.
Yeah. Just to give you a rough idea what it's like.
Well, I assume it's safe for you to drive through.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not worried about that. They don't steer me. This used to be really beautiful out here before the color got in here and rainy before the park.
Oh, is that pretty, honey?
What?
In there.
Was it a park?
Yes.
Park is
part of Jackson Park over here.
Yeah, park is a piece of country in the city.
Yeah,
in the country, you call it a park. That's nice.
It's quite a large park, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's a huge park. That's quite a ways.
Is it one of those parks that isn't safe at night?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime. Wintertime, at least you can see, you know, a pretty good distance because of you only have the leaves, the little hanging branches.
Well, it must be like Central Park.
Much more rural than Central Park.
I meant from the point of view of danger.
Yeah. How far are we from the south side?
You're right
in it.
You're in it.
Well, I meant the bad part.
Get right past this light up here.
Delta Flight 861,
to New Orleans. Captain Muller is in command this morning. The stewardess is serving you in the forward cabin, a Miss Forrest and Miss Stringfellow, and the aft cabin, Miss Qualick and Miss Lovelace. For those unfamiliar with the DCA, we would now like to acquaint you with some of its emergency features. The DCA is equipped with an automatic oxygen system.
Up as she can, we're on our way. Aren't we? On our way for sure now.
Yeah, finally.
It's supposed to be 43 degrees in New Orleans.
48, dear. I told you it was going to be cold, honey.
You didn't tell me it was going to be anything like that.
I bet you it's 60 tomorrow, just for us.
All right, if it's going to be 60 tomorrow, then it's... I accept.
Oxygen may not begin to flow immediately, as a further reduction in pressure is required to release it. No smoking is permitted while oxygen is...
Okay, well... I guess we're ready to take off. What's that truck in front of the plane doing? It's attached to the nose.
It's pulling the plane out on the runway, honey, so it can gather up speed.
Oh.
See, the truck accelerates, and then when the plane is going fast enough, it just lets go.
You're putting me on. You got to be putting me on.
Please acquaint yourself.
Am I what?
For me, with automatic oxygen system.
Yeah, you breathe deeply.
That's right.
And you don't... There, we don't have one of them, and do we have one of them?
Got one right up there.
How come I got a special announcement? You hit my wife in the face with the oxygen mask.
Sorry.
Well, thank you very much. The engines are revving up now.
I sound terrible on those things.
Zero reference, this is takeoff sound of a DC-8.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This evening we plan to cruise at an altitude of 31,000 feet. The thin air and the high altitudes in which this plane flies requires that you breathe supplemental oxygen in the event that the cabin altitude is lost. Your oxygen masks are located in a compartment above each row of seats on both sides. Since the roof of this flight is partially over water, there are life preservers within easy reach of each seat. Pull the preserve over your head and buckle the belt in the front and pull tight. The locations of life rafts, emergency window exits, and emergency door exits are outlined on a plastic card in each seat pocket. I am asking at this time to note the location of the emergency window and door exits throughout the cabin. Each is marked with simple operating instructions. Thank you for your attention, and we hope you land.
Flight 267, Golden Cosmopolitan service to Utica, Rome. Now boarding passengers through gate number 2. All aboard, please, this is your final call.
Yesterday, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Speaking on behalf of your entire flight crew, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome aboard the New York passengers to Eastern Airlines Boeing 720, flight 819 to New York, to Miami, with an intermediate stop at Tampa. This evening we plan to cruise at an altitude of 31,000 feet, and our scheduled flying time is 2 hours and 43 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the cabin altitude in the Boeing 720 is controlled for your comfort. However, the thin air and the high altitudes in which this plane flies requires that you breathe supplemental oxygen in the unlikely event that the cabin altitude is lost. Your flight attendants will now demonstrate at the forward end of each cabin how to use your oxygen mask should the need arise. Your oxygen masks are located in a compartment above each row of seats on both sides. Please do not at any time attempt to open these compartments for inspection purposes. When and if the compartment door opens automatically, immediately pick up the mask closest to you and pull it down toward the floor and then bring it up to your face, pressing the sides of the mask firmly over your nose and mouth. Just breathe normally and then adjust your headband. The oxygen will flow through the mask if the cabin pressure is reduced enough for you to need the supplemental oxygen. Kindly continue to wear your mask until your crew instructs you otherwise. Since the roof of this flight is partially over water, we would like to acquaint you with the safety provisions aboard this airplane. There are life preservers within easy reach of each seat. Once again, we ask you not to open them for inspection purposes. At the forward end of each cabin, your flight attendants will demonstrate their use. Pull the preserver over your head and buckle the belt in the front and pull tight. Only after leaving the airplane, pull the knobs at the bottom of the preserver and it will automatically inflate. The locations of life rafts, emergency window exits, and emergency door exits are outlined on a plastic card in each seat pocket. Would you kindly take a moment to read this card? To those of you who are not familiar with the interior of the Boeing 720, I am asking at this time to note the location of the emergency window and door exits throughout the cabin. Now, in the unlikely event that their actual use would be required, Each is marked with simple operating instructions. Would you kindly recheck your seatbelts to see if they are securely fastened for takeoff and observe the no smoking sign while it remains lighted. Thank you for your attention and we hope you enjoy your trip.
Hello, Tony. I'm finishing up some tape that I have on the recorder now. As you'll notice, I did some recording for you on the plane. I think that, if I can remember correctly, on this particular tape, I think that after you and I tested microphones, that I went to the airport, and there, at Idlewild, I was able to get some of the voices coming over the speaker system at Eastern Airlines and their various calls. I just stood in the large room with the machine running, and you'll get the sounds. I think some of them probably will turn out to be pretty good, others not so good. Then you'll hear some noises of the people standing around in line waiting to get on the plane. This is still within the Eastern Airline building. Then we walked outside, and I think then you'll hear some noises of jet planes taking off in the at some distance at the airport. Once in the plane, you'll hear some of the noise of the people. Then there's the roar of the jets as we were taxiing out for takeoff. After that, you'll hear a gradually increasing noise, a very loud one, which is at the time of takeoff. I managed to get the voice of the stewardess as she was speaking over the speaker system, the intercom system or announcement system inside the plane. This was a four-engine jet. I don't know which model, whether it was a DC-8 or 808 or whatever they call it, 707. And then we proceeded to come in for landing, and you'll hear us speaking once again. And lo and behold, for the first time that I've ever been on a plane, they forgot to give their spiel after the plane got on the ground. There they usually say that we are, please keep your seat belts buckled and so on and so forth until the plane comes to a stop. We want you to know we appreciated having you. All passengers going on should reconfirm their tickets and so on. So that was missed. These are the primary sounds. If you have any questions about them, let me know and I'll try to identify them further. Now, at this point, I have to test some of my microphones and... No, I won't do it on your tape. I'll finish up this tape and do the testing on a fresh tape that I'll put in. I'm getting ready to go to Chicago. I leave in the morning. I'm beginning to pack. I have a large case which is lined with a foam rubber, and I'm going to cut out holes in order to carry microphones, cables, earphones, and so on. I'm going to, at the meeting in Chicago, record a... dinner that's being given in honor of Dr. Pillsbury, one of the leading dermatologists, who's from Philadelphia. And there will be speakers. I think it's a type of thing that I should record, and I think that it will be valuable. Tony, I want you to know how much I appreciated Rena's and your hospitality, your warmth and your kindness when I visited in New York. What a pleasure it was to be with you. With you and your family. I felt absolutely at home, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Also, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the time which you gave to me. I know that it took away from an already busy schedule of yours. I found it most helpful, however. I also appreciate the promptness with which you looked into the various items that we had discussed. And taking care of the microphone for me. I still wonder about the 351 Ampex. While you hold some reservations at this time, I wonder if they are entirely valid. After all, if this is a workhorse type of unit, and this is the type of work that's going to be done in large quantities, it would seem to me that it might very well be worthwhile that in the long run there may be less problems with it. I really think you ought to give this more consideration before turning it aside altogether. If you do turn it aside, then I think I would like to know if you still think that the PR-10 would be the unit of choice for me. I see in the latest copy of Audio that Gotham Audio has a imported Swiss tape recorder that seems to have everything on it but the kitchen stove. Buttons, automatic tape cutters, splices, and etc. I would guess it's a very expensive unit. Most everything that Tepper carries is expensive. It might be worth looking into, although here I believe that servicing problems would be even greater because it's a new unit and a foreign unit and one that I might have great difficulty having fixed. Further, I would guess that it's more than I require and also would be more expensive than I should invest. For the time being, we'll sit tight. I don't anticipate purchasing any of these items at the moment. I'll see what my father-in-law can do in obtaining the Ampex 351. If I can get a reasonable price on it, it really might be worth considering over and above the PR-10. Please consider this very carefully and let me know what you think. We've had a big Thanksgiving evening. The day was a quiet one. I sat outside on the dock near the water reading and sleeping too. I was really terribly tired last night. And then this evening we had guests come over. It was sort of a family affair where they brought the turkey and some of the things and we supplied others. And we had a huge crowd around the table, children and all, playing Indians, cowboys, hiding behind the chairs, shooting off their guns. You know, I had something like the three monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. At least I've gotten to the point where I can really overlook the sounds and the sights. I've become oblivious to them up to a point. Now that they're all gone home and things are quieter, I must say that it's nice again. Well, Tony, coming to the end of the tape, and once again, I want to thank you for all and everything. I look forward to your tape, and you'll be getting one from me. I'm leaving tomorrow. We'll be in Chicago until Thursday night when I'll return, and then I'll have to take care of some things about the house, I'm sure. So in the meantime, Joni joins me in sending love to Rena and to you, and give Michaela a big hug and kiss for me. Bye-bye.